hour of Kevin Miller in the Morning is brought to you by Tway Travel, your adventure travel specialists. Fighting for America.
We did exactly what needed to be done in order to catch those who were guilty on 9/11 and to prevent a further attack. And we were successful on both parts.
This report says it was not successful.
The report's full of crap.
Fighting for Idaho.
The president has the legal authority now. It's exactly the same legal authority that he had 6 years ago, and he didn't do anything about it. And since then, he has deported more than 2 million immigrants.
Fighting for you.
No, Kevin, yes. I logged 35,000 miles on my Chevy pickup in the last year.
I hope it wasn't a lease.
And it wasn't. And our roads aren't bad.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
5 after 7, Kevin Miller in the Morning, 580 KIDO. And you've heard this if you're just hearing at the top of the hour. From Fox News, our thoughts and prayers go to all that have lost loved ones, those folks in Pennsylvania, those folks in Australia, those folks now in Pakistan. It shows you the depth, the depravity of what we're up against when we're looking at these folks that have decided to kill over 120 children because of a military attack. And you're telling me we shouldn't use torture to save lives? A young lady who has been on hold for quite some time, Linda in Emmett with Kevin Miller. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
I am living the dream.
Me too. Me too. God, you know, if it wasn't for the man upstairs, I don't know where I'd be either, except I now I'm sitting on my couch in front of my wood-burning stove, heating up the house. But what I could, there's two things I called in about. One was this, and if anybody ever says it again, I'm going to, well, I won't say that. The homegrown terrorism is becoming as familiar to us as the terrorist acts that go on in the Middle East day in and day out. And our president has the gall to call it not terrorism, but what's the word he uses? Offensive acts. There were workplace
violence. Yes, right.
Yeah, and if we don't wake up as a country, and you've heard me with this one before, if we don't wake up as a country, what happened yesterday in Australia? What has happened in Pakistan? What happens in, I'm sure, places that we've never even heard of, we're gonna be doing the high step march down Main Street instead of being able to, you know, get your car, sit there, let it warm up, listen to you on the radio, and be a peaceful nation and a peaceful person. Because there's no peace in what's going on. I don't think there's even any thought. These kids that are packed with IEDs and they send them, go stand over there, and the next thing you know, the kids blown up all over the place. That makes me sick. It makes me sick. And to think that if we are not careful as a nation, whether it's Mr. Obama, George Bush, George Papa Bush, if people don't speak out about it, good or bad,
right?
There's going to be no end to it until we blow this fullest plan into smithereens.
Right.
And I have another question for you. Are we having a Christmas party this year?
I'm working on it.
You're working on it. Well, neither one of us had much time for Christmas. Oh, or I just wanted, because I had so much fun
So you want a Christmas party is what you're saying.
I'd love to have a Christmas party.
I mean, Isaac Moffitt has contacted me. Your boyfriend, Pat from Middleton, has contacted me.
Everybody's contacted you.
They want a Christmas party, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll have to take a look at that, won't we?
Yeah. Yeah, because somehow, people have to figure out whether living the lie of the terrorists that they're not going to hit our country. Oh, they never hit Australia. The Brits are so peaceful. You know, if we don't have something to balance the good with the bad, we might as well just shut the door and throw the key away.
Right.
You know, it's just, I don't know. This world of ours keeps getting crazier and crazier.
I'm with you.
All right. Well, that's good to hear.
All right. Well, it was good. Let me work on that Christmas party proposal.
Okay.
All right, Linda. I got to run. Thank you.
Okay, dear. Bye.
Bye-bye. And there we have it. Linda from Emmett talking about the... Maybe that should be the poll question. By the way, if you're just waking up and you're looking for something to do online, 580kido.com, to torture or not to torture. We would love to get your thoughts on that. Phone number's here, 580-5436. 580-KIDO. The big question here, number one, is how to stop these terrorist attacks. You see what's going on in Pakistan this morning? Over 120 children killed by the Taliban. Now, if torturing someone who is a terrorist, who is an accessory to a terrorist, who is assisting a terrorist, would stop this, how can we argue that they have the right to remain silent? Right? In addition to that, we now have the Newtown families suing a gunmaker for the massacre. Let's take a listen.
Town Massacre filed a wrongful death lawsuit Monday against companies that made, distributed, and sold the Bushmaster AR-15 rifle that Adam Lanza used to kill 20 children and 6 staffers at Sandy Hook Elementary 2 years ago. The suit argues that the gun is a military assault weapon that never should have been on the general market. In business, measuring risk prior to producing, marketing, and selling a product or service is standard procedure. Bill Sherlock, whose wife was killed in the December 14, 2012 rampage in the small Connecticut town, said in a statement.
So we come down to it here at 580-5436. This gun should have not been on the market. This gun is a problem. We need to solve it. We need to sue the gun manufacturers to make sure that these weapons are never allowed to be used again. Now, is it Remington's fault? Is it Glock's fault that you have people, and we're a lot more sensitive to mental illness now than we were, that you have people that have mental deficiencies getting access to weapons? How do you stop that? Can you stop it at all? Can you really stop it at all? But you have these folks that have decided they're going to sue. And they're going to sue these rifle manufacturers. They're going to sue these folks out of business. I mean, I sit back and I think to myself, the families of 9 people against Bushmaster. Now, the federal government says AR-15s are legal. Heck, AK-47s are legal in Idaho. You can buy them homegrown here. Do we really need to litigate this? In order to continue profiting from the sales of AR-15s, defendants chose to disregard the unreasonable risks the rifle posed outside of specialized, highly regulated institutions like the armed forces and law enforcement, according to the plaintiffs. Anti-government Ryan with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO.
Good morning, Kevin. I've been on a brief hiatus here lately. I've actually been working and paying taxes to keep Obama being able to go to Hawaii for his Christmas vacation. Is he going for 4 weeks or 5 weeks this year?
Maybe you know? Yes. Well, he won't say anything.
Well, either way. Hey, so about this terror nonsense, it's funny how the Democrats, they say that you splash a little water on a person's face and that equals torture. That just is preposterous to me. So apparently these same liberals never take a shower and get their face wet, because, I mean, then they'd be torturing themselves, right? And that's how idiotic it is, right?
Right.
I mean, it's just completely insane. It's kind of like the movie. Remember the movie with Tom Cruise and Jack Nicholas, A Few Good Men, when Nicholas says, you like the security I provide, but then you question in the manner in which I provide it?
Right.
It's kind of a good analogy to this whole liberal liberal nonsense, you know, questioning the CIA and whatnot. It's just completely preposterous, you know. I mean, if the liberals had their children captured and we could splash a little water on a terrorist's face and find out where their kid is at and rescue their kid, they'd be all for it, you know. But it's just, you know, when the shoe's on the other foot, liberals take a different position, you know what I mean, Kevin?
I'm with you, anti-government, Ryan.
Hey, man, can I switch subjects with you a little bit?
Well, it is the Christmas season.
Well, yeah, it's the gifts that keep on giving. You know, I'm a very giving person. So this business about Jeb Bush running for president, are we living in a monarchy now where it's just the same family just keeps power and stuff? You know, since the first Bush took office, that's been 26 years ago, right? 1988 till now, it's 26 years. So Bushes have controlled the power for 12 of those. That's about 50%. Of the years, and now I hear that another Bush might run. I mean, people just won't vote for the guy just based on his last name. I mean, he could be the greatest guy. He could be Mother Teresa, you know, people won't vote for him just based on his last name.
Well, you've got Bush, you know. And then you've got Clinton.
Well, yeah, that's what it'll be. It'll be two monarchies, right? It'll be the Clinton or the Bush. But although if that is the matchup, ultimately it might kind of almost cancel each other out, you know? So maybe that would...
Who would you pick?
A neutralizing thing, but it's kind of interesting how, you know...
I'm with you. Anti-government Ryan, though, who would you pick?
Oh, between those two?
Yeah.
Oh, Bush. I mean, Hillary Clinton would be a complete train wreck. The only person that would be hurt worse than Hillary Clinton would be Biden.
Hmm. Interesting. Or Elizabeth Warren, I guess.
Yeah. She's
a true believer, though. I don't think that she would.
Let's not even get into that, Millie. This is the Christmas season. We have to be nice to one another, right?
Yes, sir. All right, anti-government Ryan. Thanks for being back.
I'm going to go to work. I got to make some money to pay for Obama's big fat vacation.
God bless.
God bless you, Millie.
Take care. All right. What a nice young man. We go to Steve in Nampa. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you, sir. Thanks for taking my call. I saw the news story last night that Bushmaster was being sued, and I got to be honest, it just made me sick to my stomach. It doesn't really make a lot of sense to me. I mean, you may as well sue Ford or Chevy for someone having a drunk driving wreck or you know, I can't believe this society we live in, where we're going. I'd also like to point out that if you notice, there was a horrible execution style shooting in Sydney, Australia. Last time I checked, guns were banned there. So why are we suing Bushmaster? I just don't get it.
Well, it's to save the children.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to save my children with my AR-15 come need be. So.
Well, and not to be an alarmist, but when I'm hearing these ISIS people are doing this, that, and the other, and they're coming over here, God bless law enforcement, God bless the military, but if they come to your neighborhood, you're not going to have time to get the cops and... You see what they're doing to the Pakistanis right now.
I know. Isn't it unbelievable? These people think that the police will be there instantaneously if there's something going on. If there's an active shooter situation going on, you got to take care of yourself or you aren't going to make it.
What's the harm? And you know, we talked a little bit, Steve, about this yesterday in Texas, where they don't even have open carry. What's the harm in people like you and me and others being armed and protecting ourselves?
I can't really think of too many negative things about it. I know that I would pass any background check that I would need to pass. However, I take umbrage of the fact that I have to pass one. But I don't see the harm. I think that, you know, I'm a huge fan of science fiction. Robert Heinlein wrote that an armed society is a polite society because you may have to back up your actions with your life. And I think that's really why, well, one of the reasons why Idaho is a safer place to be, because people pack guns here, and just like Texas. And hey, if you don't mind, Kevin, I sure do enjoy talking to you. I wanted to chime in on the presidential thing. I don't understand why Rick Perry can't get more traction. As far as I'm concerned, he's the Reagan of our time. A lot of people don't know that when he kind of parachuted into the election last time, he had radical experimental back surgery, and was under the influence of some pretty heavy painkillers. At least that's what I've been told by people that know. And I don't know. I can't believe we're looking at another Bush. We're looking at another Clinton. It really is something just, I don't
know.
Well,
the issue with Rick Perry is, A, he's a real conservative, so that scares the heck out of the libs. So they're going to attack him. We had, and I didn't get the clip yesterday, I meant to play it, where one reporter had the audacity to say, are you smart enough? Are you smart enough to be president?
Oh, so sad. Isn't it really sad what the media has done to this country?
Oh, and what they continue to do. My favorite is that they sit back and they're, giving the terrorist the benefit of the doubt. I don't get that. I really don't.
Well, you know, that thing that went down in Pakistan was workplace violence. You know, it wasn't really terrorism.
Yeah.
Yeah. So great to talk to you, Kevin. Thanks so much.
Steve, take care. All right, there we have it, Stephen Napa. It is 7:20. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Let's get
Sean Hannity weekdays at 3. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
The lawsuit asserts that the Bushmaster AR-15, the rifle used by shooter Adam Lanza, should never have been made available to civilians, that it was designed specifically for military use, says Senator Richard Blumenthal of the lawsuit.
These claims reflect the deep and enduring loss and injury that these families have suffered, and possibly the frustration they feel at the lack of action by Congress.
Both Connecticut Senators Blumenthal and Murphy are making passage of tougher gun laws a priority as they head into the new congressional session. Both senators wear lapel pins displaying the number of gun deaths in Connecticut as a reminder of the need to tighten the law. Fran Schneider, WCBS News Radio.
There we have it. Thank you, Fran. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO. So it hasn't worked with the Supreme Court. It hasn't worked with Congress. So let's sue the gun manufacturers, Bushmaster, out of business. I love it. These companies assume no responsibility for marketing and selling a product to the general population who are not trained to use nor even understand the power of it. Do they have a point? Number one. And number two, at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, not only do they have a point, but how do you tell someone who lost a kid no? I find it fascinating that we have as tough gun laws as we do when we consider the amount of violence, when we consider the history of this great country. It shows you how successful the liberal progressive movement has been in this country to disarm us. And when we have, and again, we cannot share this with you enough, when we have the crime-fighting attorney general saying this.
We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Liberal Steve with Kevin Miller at 580 KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Kevin Miller. Well, he's got to brainwash the people. Get them to think totally different way. Kevin Miller. I took a day and I just went shopping and drove around and this and that. Everybody, I'm saying everybody out there is texting and driving. That's inattentive driving. Are they smoking pot or something? Why would they text in their car? I mean, I've even pulled up alongside policemen that are sitting there on their personal phone texting. They're not on their computer in the car. They've got their head down. They're texting. I mean, I'm going to start taking videos. This is against the law, and they know how many it causes just as many or more accidents than drunk drivers. They want to crack down on something. Let's start suing the phone companies. You know, the Apple and the Androids and stuff for putting my life at risk all the time. They should make people that buy a phone sign a statement that says, I will not text, or I'll never, if I'm picked up for texting, I'll never own a cell phone again. It's taken away forever. That's how critical this stuff is, and it's out of control. I don't, you know, more people die from people texting on the highways and streets here in the United States than any terrorist will kill in 1,000 years. That's how critical this is, and it's got to stop. You know, suing gun manufacturers, heck, that's a drop in the bucket that crazies take out when they get their hands on a gun. But texting is killing people everywhere.
Well, you know how you stop that.
I'm waiting.
You do what you do in Arizona and Nevada, and you require people to use a hands-free device when they're on the phone.
But they don't enforce it, Kevin.
They do in those states and in Maryland as well, and you would be amazed. And, you know, you and I have talked. You don't even look at the phone when you're driving. You would be amazed the impact that that would have on people texting and driving. You and look, the law, you know, there's a law against murder. People kill people all the time. But for the people that obey the law, that would be big. Having driven in those states recently, not Maryland, but the western states, I'm shocked at how my behavior was curbed because of it.
Oh, yeah. Here's what Liberal Steve is going to do. You know, and I got no problem with people owning phones and doing whatever they want. And, you know, you're a cyborg anyway. If you need a phone, that means you need something else to make your life right, make your life work. That's the definition of a cyborg. You're not human. We're losing touch with each other in reality, but they got to put some teeth in this. So I'm going to stand on a corner, one of the corners that I had.
I have to go.
And I'm going to film everybody on their phone, text it, and I'm going to post.
Thank you. Quickly to Max and Emmett at 580KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Morning. How are you?
Good.
Hey, I wanted to share some experience that I had when I was a missionary down in Chile. I was there during the time that the elected communist president, Allende, was there, and they were working hard to make a full communist takeover of the country. Two things. I'll get to the first. One of the things that was very disturbing was that the mindset of the socialists and communists was one of the ends justify the means. In other words, it was okay for people to lie. It was okay for people to steal. It was okay for people to, disrupt commerce. Anything was okay as long as it served the cause. And what I find disturbing about the those who are defending the torture is the same mentality, that the ends justify the means. I think that we are a moral nation. I think that how we are perceived morally has a huge bearing on our problem with people in the Middle East. Fundamentally, these people, the good people among them, are moral. I've worked with Muslims, some of whom I like and cherish my association with a great deal. Along those lines, also when I was in Chile, we ran across a fellow who attended a store. During the communist time in Chile, goods were scarce. People would bend over backwards if we showed them a single dollar bill. The inflation rate was going up 1,000% a year. In other words, what you bought for one unit of currency a year later would cost you 10 times that much. In other words, the economy was a shambles. Well, this storekeeper would go out of his way to be kind, to be nice, and to be generous, and to get things for Americans. The reason was that he had been a captive of the United States during World War II. They had him in some place in an internment camp, someplace like in Arizona. This guy would sneak out of the camp and would go take pictures at the Grand Canyon. Well, they didn't brutalize him. They just brought him back in and said, Heinrich, this is you can't keep doing this. But it was all in good humor. Well, this guy loved Americans.
Right.
And I think as long as we do things that are abhorrent, both economically and in terms of torture and amoral, we are only feeding the problem that we have with the Muslims.
Great point, Max. We'll discuss. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
Back weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller with you here. Joining us now, our great friend Rachel Sutherland, Fox News Radio. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
We take a look at the wind down, I guess, with the spending bill being done and everything else. Not a lot going on, but we do have the troops that that don't take days off, and the president recognized their efforts.
He did. He traveled yesterday to New Jersey, to Fort Dix, which was sort of a launching pad for the operations in Afghanistan. You know, 13 years of war there coming to a close this week with command centers being shut down. There will be a contingency of troops left behind to deal with continued threats from Al-Qaeda and also the Taliban. As you know, Taliban claiming responsibility for that horrific attack on a school in Pakistan just over the past several hours. So the president recognized, Kevin, that this is still a very dangerous area and that we still have threats to deal with there. He said that the combat mission is ending, but our commitment to Afghanistan continues.
You know, Rachel, one must have to wonder, and certainly on the minds of the troops yesterday hearing the president, you know, just how dangerous this area will become without, you know, the large amount of forces there. I recently was talking to a gentleman who had just gotten back from Afghanistan. Said it's for the first time because, again, managing this withdrawal, as we've seen, even in a country where you have civilization like Pakistan, the danger is still there. And I'm sure the troops were happy to hear the president acknowledge the dangers that continue in that area.
Most definitely. And he did, of course, thank them for their service. But he also mentioned that going forward, it's going to be a leaner military. But he said that he's going to do all he can to make sure that all the missions that they asked him to do are ready and that they continue to be the best trained and the best led, best equipped military in the world to deal with these threats. But he did mention that they are going to be leaner. And what that means for some service members could be that maybe they retire or, you know, I'm not sure exactly the implications of that, but definitely said that they were going to be cutting down.
Well, and again, you know, everybody's worried about their gigs, and certainly that's on the minds of the troops. When do you think that the president's proposal, I mean, he's got to get a new Secretary of Defense. We just finally got a new Surgeon General.
Right.
I wonder how far, I'm trying to phrase this the correct way, Rachel, and you know that ain't going to happen. So I wonder how far that that bird will fly, if you will, considering the president, his last 2 years, if he's going to try to dramatically cut the defense budget. As you know, that's one of the sacred cows on Capitol Hill.
Right. It is, definitely. And I don't know. I mean, definitely it's funded through the end of September, I believe, as far as most operations. But Homeland Security is not. They're going to pull the plug on that in February. But as far as other spending, it's good for another, you know, 9 months or so. And then they'll have to reevaluate and see which areas could be cut and which area they want to spend more money on.
Indeed. So is this just about it? I mean, the president was singing with The Rock last night. I'm sure that'll be on PBS soon. Is everything pretty much wrapped up in Washington, or are we going to see it? I mean, are you going to be searching for stories to cover?
Well, you know, if I have to search for a couple of days, I won't mind that much.
Right.
But it looks like, you know, as you mentioned, they did confirm the Surgeon General last night, Vivek Murtha, who was pretty much a pretty controversial figure because the NRA had actually opposed his nomination. I think that there may be a few more votes on nominations today, but they really want to wrap it up. I mean, Harry Reid yesterday from the Senate floor, the Senate Majority Leader, saying, you know, we've got to stay until we finish our work. And so he sounded like a schoolmaster, you know, saying, let's get this done.
Indeed. Rachel, finally, the controversy in Washington over the Senate intelligence report, I believe, on torture, that continues. What's it like there at the epicenter?
Well, you know, right when the report first came out, of course, it was very busy with a lot of reaction to Senator Barbara Feinstein's choice to release the report, which a lot of people were wondering about the timing of that. But if you think about it, you know, going into January, it may have been her last chance for a while because the Senate is changing hands to GOP control. So there was a lot of speculation as to why the report was released, CIA pushing back. But right now it's gotten kind of quiet on that issue.
Rachel, we appreciate it. And Have a great day.
Hey, you too.
Rachel Sutherland joining us. Kevin Miller in the morning here at 580-KIDO. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Coming up next, well, let's just get back to this torture incident for a minute.
You say waterboarding is not torture. Then why did we prosecute Japanese soldiers?
For a lot of stuff, not for waterboarding. They did an awful lot of other stuff. To draw some kind of moral equivalent between waterboarding, judged by our Justice Department not to be torture, and what the Japanese did with the Bataan Death March, the slaughter of thousands of Americans, with the rape of Nanking and all of the other crimes they committed. That's an outrage. It's a really cheap shot, Chuck, to even try to draw a parallel between the Japanese who were prosecuted for war crimes after World War II and what we did with waterboarding three individuals, all of whom were guilty and participating in the 9/11 attack.
You know, let's get back to that point. At 580-5436. By the way, speaking of Dick Cheney, if you go to 580kido.com, you'll see our very simple poll, to torture or not to torture. Think about this. And we had a young man, Max, wasn't it? Yes, it was Max and Emmett who called in and said that he lived in Chile, that torturing the Muslims, torturing the terrorists, torturing the bad guys is just going to lead to more bad things happening. Do you believe that? I don't. And I'll tell you why next. Time for traffic, 7.
Good morning, Kevin.
Kevin, my buddy. How are you, my friend?
Good morning, world. It's a brand new day.
Earning your trust every morning. Kevin Miller, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award. 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Let's go back to the phones, and we go to Craig in Boise with Kevin Miller. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Kevin. I think that torture should be allowed, and we should be doing it different ways also. In the Muslim religion, you're not allowed to eat pork or be in contact with pork, or you do not go to heaven. I think that if we're going to do something like that, you don't necessarily need to escalate the violence, although I'm not removing that option. But it's basically, if you don't start talking, you're going to start getting the Chinese water torture pork oil drip, bacon grease drip. And that would put the fear of God, if you will, in some people. They would start talking probably sooner than later. I mean, I don't want to have to sit there and listen to 20 hours of Twisted Sister or anything like that. If I was a Muslim, that would probably offend me.
But if I were anybody, I don't think I'd want to listen to 20 hours of Twisted Sister. But yeah. let me get your reaction to this. And again, we had Max saying, they're good folks over there. And I'm thinking, yeah, but the bad people, they don't speak our language. The audacity of Chuck Todd comparing us to the Japanese Bataan Death March. I don't know if did you hear that clip or not? I'll play it for you real quick.
When you say waterboarding is not torture, then why did we prosecute Japanese soldiers
in World War II for a lot of stuff, not for waterboarding. They did an awful lot of other stuff to draw some kind of moral.
I mean, I'll tell you, the Japanese got a great deal because those that survived could not individually sue them because of our agreement after World War II. But here you have Chuck Todd comparing it, Craig, to the Bataan Death March.
Well, I like the other stuff part he glosses over. Things like, well, they did some horrible things, diseases. I mean, they did things that were, you know, maiming and killing and crippling people. Water torture is basically, you know, let's take water torture. Water torture makes you feel like you're going to drown. And then it stops. And then they say, okay, you want to talk. Okay, this is going to happen to you again if you don't. I mean, this is not terrible stuff. This is basically, compared to what the Japanese did, this is like sitting around and asking somebody some questions and being kind of not nice to them.
Well, and then you have the press with their despicable, reprehensible behavior taking the side of the other people. That's what I don't get.
Oh, well, I think this is part of the hate America first crowd. And, you know, it's always easy to criticize your own because you're there. You see the flaws, you see the defects, you know, you see what's going wrong with your society or what you think you can do to fix it. But I don't know why they don't understand that decapitating people and killing children and selling kids into slavery and having a manual about if you capture I mean, I read this online. There's basically writings that the Islamists have. If you capture women, you know, what do you do with your slaves? What can you do? Can you have sex with them? When can you have sex with them? You know, I mean, they have things written up like this, and the West is still blindly acting along, thinking there's moral equivalency between, you know, Christians proselytizing and other people cutting other people's heads off. I don't understand this. It's insanity and denial. It just doesn't make sense, Kevin.
Craig, thank you for the call.
All right, take care.
Appreciate it. 580-5436 to torture, not to torture, on 580kido.com right now. 58% of you say yes, 33% say no, and somehow 8.33% say other. If you'd like to participate on our online poll, it's at 580kido.com with the picture of the smiling Dick Cheney. We're joined now by Tom Munns, Munns Tom Twitter, with Kevin Miller at 580kido.
Yeah, you know what? Let's just let the chickens come home to roost. We're going to go ahead and give our government the authority to be able to torture people in other countries and think somehow our government that is going totalitarian is not going to turn around and do it against its own people. You guys got to be crazy, man. I mean, if America had the moral high ground, first of all, we have to have the moral high ground, and we don't. For us to be able to try to inflict harm on somebody else when we don't even give the government that, it doesn't
even. We're talking about to save lives.
What?
To save lives, Tom.
Oh, you know what? If America in its omnipotence can do whatever it wants in full abandonment of law, as long as it's for the good of the American people, right? You know what? It's no wonder that people view us as the great Satan or terrorist. I'm telling you what.
You're back in the Taliban on this one?
You know what? I'm not backing the Taliban. I'm backing the rule of law. At what point in time do we get to be
able
to...
The Attorney General said it was fine, Tom.
You know what? The president said that it's okay that he uses his pen and his phone. This is an
Hang on, outrage. Tom. Let's go to traffic at 580KIDO. Hello, Dave. And coming up, much more on this topic. Remember, vote at 580KIDO.com. You're listening to Kevin Miller in the morning.
Serving Meridian.